Power versus Force by Dr. David R. Hawkins delves into the profound differences between power and force in human consciousness, behaviors, and societal outcomes. The central premise is that force is rooted in ego, manipulation, and control, while power arises from truth, love, and alignment with higher consciousness. This distinction is not just philosophical, but measurable, and Hawkins offers a unique framework for understanding human energy and influence. At the core of the book is Hawkins' map of consciousness, a scale that measures the vibrational frequency of various emotions, thoughts, and beliefs. This scale ranges from the lowest levels of consciousness, like shame, guilt, and fear, which resonate at very low frequencies, to higher levels such as love, joy, peace, and ultimately enlightenment. The map is calibrated using muscle testing, applied kinesiology, which Hawkins claims can be used to determine the energetic truth of statements or beliefs. When something is in alignment with higher truth, a person's muscle strength remains firm, but when it's false or harmful, their muscles weaken. One key insight from the book is that force is finite and inherently destructive. It's the energy used when people act from their ego or engage in control, manipulation, or coercion. It's exemplified by negative emotions like anger, fear, or greed, which might achieve short-term goals but cannot produce lasting positive change. In contrast, power is infinite, constructive, and based on principles such as truth, love, and compassion. Power flows naturally from individuals who operate at higher levels of consciousness, and it inspires and attracts others in a positive, transformative way. Hawkins also explores how human societies operate at different levels of consciousness. Societies dominated by force, marked by fear, oppression, or corruption, tend to experience conflict, violence, and instability. However, societies that function at higher levels of consciousness, rooted in love, peace, and integrity, are more peaceful and prosperous. He argues that the collective consciousness of humanity is gradually evolving, and while we may face challenges and conflict, the overall trajectory is one of ascension toward greater harmony. A powerful aspect of the book is its focus on individual transformation. Hawkins encourages readers to raise their personal consciousness by making choices aligned with truth, compassion, and wisdom. This not only brings about personal healing and growth, but also positively impacts the people around them. The process involves transcending the ego, letting go of limiting beliefs, and adopting a mindset that supports inner peace and universal well-being. Finally, Hawkins touches on the impact of spirituality and religion, explaining how different teachings can resonate at various levels of consciousness. The highest spiritual practices lead to greater peace and unity, while dogmatic or fear-based religions tend to resonate at lower levels. Ultimately, power versus force offers a framework for understanding the dynamic between ego-driven force and the expansive power that comes from living in alignment with truth. It calls readers to raise their consciousness, embrace love and integrity, and transform not only their own lives, but also contribute to the collective evolution of humanity toward peace and enlightenment.